there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Flying Alan Air this week is a dear friend of mine and one of the UK's most loved professional footballers. I also have so much fun working alongside him on the A League of Their Own road trips. Buckle up and hold on to your paninis as we welcome on board Liverpool legend and Sky Sport funding, Jamie Redknapp. This is the final boarding call for Jamie Redknapp. This is the final boarding call for Jamie Redknapp. Can Jamie Redknapp please make his way to the gate? This is the final boarding call for Jamie Redknapp. Jamie! Thank you. Look who we've got on board. It's Jamie Redknapp. How you doing, Jamie?
Oh, Alan, I'm so happy to be on your plane.
Thank you so much. It's lovely and it's really nice.
It's sexy. It's cheap. And also, you've got the best booze. Yeah. I love it. This is going to be some journey. We have got a lot in common. Weirdly, people might not know this, but we came from famous football families.
Yeah.
Could imagine if it had done a role reversal, and I could have been one of the funniest men in England. You might have played for Liverpool in England.
Oh,
could you?
My God, can you imagine that?
Would have been
my
great,
dad would be
it?
So pleased.
Yeah.
He still goes on about me loving to see me at Wembley one day. You know what I mean? My dad still bangs on about that.
Yeah.
I mean, Dad, I'm 40. Am I 46? He's going to have to move on. That ain't going to happen, is it?
I know. I'm 49. My dad still wants me to be funny. You know, so...
Right, well, this is a holiday podcast.
Yep.
We've been on holiday together.
Yep.
We have been on holiday. I mean, I know it's been work, but they are so much fun doing a League of Their Own.
We're
you might
best
as well
fun.
Be on holiday.
Yep.
We've had
laughs. What was your favourite, Al? What's the best thing we've done?
I did like Ibiza, but when you turned on me as we were cliff diving and you were shouting abuse at me,
no,
well, that really hurt.
No, it didn't. I needed a bit of support at the time, Al. You were my partner. I needed you. And you just said, I hope you fall on your head. And I was, you know, going to cliff dive from like 15 metres. I was already a bit nervous, but not as nervous as I am tonight. But that was pretty unkind.
Yeah.
What about Tomatina when we did the tomatoes?
Oh, God. That's what... And do you know what? People had the nerve. You know, on Instagram, I said I had the best time in Tomatina. You could have sent those tomatoes to Africa. What a waste. How disgusting were those tomatoes?
Rotten.
Africa would send them back. They were disgusting.
They were rotten.
What people don't understand about Tomatina, these are mouldy old tomatoes that the farmer can't get rid of. You're not going to find them at a farmer's market. And we're throwing them. And then, do you see people scooping it out the gutter and then throwing it in your face? It's
I know,
disgusting.
I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't have done that.
And then did you, I saw a pair of glasses floating along. I saw a shoe.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if people know about this, but we got up early. They cordon off the whole village, don't they? You can't get in there.
And it's not very health and safety either, is it?
No, it's not.
Those lorries come through, I'm surprised no one gets taken out. Everyone's been boozed up the night before.
Yeah, and they are firing tomato like in your face, and they're like this. It's the most surreal place ever.
What about the ham bit before? That's my favourite bit that day, though. When that before we start, there's a greasy pole, and there's a big ham at the top of it, and you decided to give it a go, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay, this is my drinking style in a nutshell. We turned up there. I had a bit of sangria from a local.
And so the tomatoes cannot be thrown until someone has gone up the greasy pole and grabbed the ham. That is centuries
tradition. Of tradition.
Well, we're there. It's fucking dragging. And then I had one more swig of this wine. I went, fucking, come on. I jumped on your shoulders. I was up that sweaty pole trying to grab the ham.
Like a slippery pig trying to get up there. You touched it out, didn't you? But you just couldn't get it down.
Honestly, it's touched it. I was so close to this little ham. And then, of course, but then someone did knock it off. And then we could get on with it. But I mean, come on, we're just waiting. But that's one of those weird traditions, isn't it?
Mad. I'm sure a lot of people have done it. Anyone's listened to this. It is probably one of the craziest things I've ever done. I stunk of tomatoes for about 3 weeks after that. I don't know about you.
Yeah, and also I remember dancing at the Lido.
Oh, yeah.
With you, and we were in very tight white pants coming out the sea. But what I love about...
Remember we were under that woman's dress? And I remember Freddie turning to you and saying, fancy seeing you here, Al.
Would you remember when Ramesh jumped off and face-palmed the sea, cliff diving, and Freddie shouted out, that'll sort your eye out.
God.
But that was weird. But what I love about the show is when we came up out the floor, they hadn't told any of the audience that it was filming for a show. So there was all these Chinese, Japanese tourists watching me. They're expecting a sexy woman. I mean, you didn't even tell them.
No, but you did look sexy.
Thanks.
What about the other one we did, Al? I know we keep going about, but the other one was funny. With those Spanish dancers. What was that called? Los Vivancos. Remember them?
That was it. And they said
they weren't having us, were they?
No.
They were when there was I think it was you and Freddie, and he was slapping your bum.
He said, "This is our tradition. This is our dance. We're not to be mocked." We're like, "Of course, we go on that stage. I'm doing the reverse cowgirl. Freddie's whipping my bum as I'm on all fours."
There's about 30 of them, all brothers, weren't they?
I know.
Absolute pervert, the dad, wasn't he?
And then I don't know. I was fatter than I normally am, and I went. Did the stamp, and then the button of my trousers just flew off into the audience.
You took someone's eye out.
We would like to remind all our passengers that tomatoes are to be eaten on the flight. So can the man in row C, who's rubbing tomato soup all over his nipples, please stop. Thank you.
Tell me, where'd you go on holiday as a kid?
I used to love holidays with Dad. My first memories of holidays, we used to go down to a place called Laysdown, which is in the Isle of Sheppey.
I know that. My mum had a caravan there.
Yeah, my nan had a caravan down there.
Was there a man selling nuts?
Well, there's a few people that were nuts down there. But no, we used to... But do you know what, Al? Best holidays ever. My nan and my granddad was Harry Senior. He was such a character. He loved football. He was actually... even when I played, he came to every single game. Mm. Newcastle. He was coming to Liverpool. Every time we used to get on the train, come up, bring a cheese sandwich up for me and, you know, from my nan. He was just such a special guy, my nan Violet. That was their sanctuary. They won the pools one year. I think they won a couple of grand or something. Yeah. So they bought this really nice caravan. So Mark and my brother used to go down there and I always remember it. The caravan was right by the shop and by the toilet. So you could have a shower. You should go and have a shower. And then always remember Mivy ice cream. Remember the Mivy's?
Oh, yeah. Love
I could taste
Mivy.
It now. So, in the afternoon, like, I was about 10 or 11 and Mark's 3 years older than me. Because my granddad was such a character, he's a bit like my dad, but more of a character.
More of a character than Harry Redknapp.
He's Harry Senior. And he was funnier. But people used to come... And they said, knock on the Harry, what time's the game today? And he go, yeah, all right, don't worry, we'll come down. And then we'd go into the middle of where all the caravans were and we'd have a massive game, like 20v20. Yeah. And I was always probably the youngest there, but I always remember just thinking, if I can get a goal. And that was almost like my Wembley at the time.
Yeah.
And such great holidays. And then they'd go and play bingo in the evening. We'd have fish and chips.
Remember the club? You'd always have the club, wouldn't you? The caravan, and then your mum and dad had the club, and you'd have your Diet Coke and all that, or your Coke and your crisps and all that.
The best.
Lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they were so special. Their mum and dad would come down as well, and Frank Lampard Senior would come down as well with Pat and bring the boys down. Young Frank was a bit young at the time. But just the best holidays, you know. We'd go to the arcades, you know, and try and, you know, like, what was that thing with the money?
The two peas in and you shove it.
And it come down, and if it come out, and it shit, it was so good.
I don't have many addictions, you know, but that 2p thing, that is, it's like crack, isn't it? It's like arcade crack. One more go.
What about the other thing with a claw that used to get something and you'd maybe...
You know what, even my wrists are stronger than that bloody claw.
Because
you'd pick up a teddy bear and you'd be like, come off it, then drop on the floor.
I want that Walkman.
Yeah,
but you'd never get the Walkman.
No. Yeah, there. They need to strengthen the claws on those things. It's shy. I've actually been on holiday with your dad and Sandra. Did you know that?
Where were you?
In Sardinia.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's nice there, Ralph.
Expensive, though. You don't want to get into a round there.
Where was that? The Petrizza?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, no. I went there this year.
Sandra wanted her to cut me hair.
Did she?
Is she a hairdresser?
No. No, no, she is. She was terrible. Some of the rascal haircuts she gave me when I was a kid, honestly. But no, no, she was there.
Cut your hair. Never done it before.
She must really love you, Al, because she never says it to anyone. She cuts my dad's hair.
Yeah.
But no, she was a hairdresser. That's where they met. He used to go to get... they met in a Ilford Palace, I think, dancing. And then dad used to go and pick her up from the hairdresser. So, yeah, it's really weird. And bless Auntie Pat, my mum's sister, Frank's mum, she was in hair... They're both hairdressers.
I had the best time with them. And because your dad actually knows my dad very well, don't they?
Your dad's a legend, Al.
Oh,
no, he is. He's got such a great reputation. My dad has always said, what an amazing guy your dad is. Knows, like, great talent spotter. Mm. And I think that generation, that era, they just have that respect for each other. Yeah. He always speaks so highly of, you know, highly of your dad.
Oh, that's really nice.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now listen, people on the show, they take the piss out of you. They say you like a little bit, not slow, that's the wrong word. But when you go on holiday, will you go to a museum? Will you go to the Louvre?
Yeah, were you trying to sound a bit slow, Al?
No, they joke about you, don't they? You're very articulate. You're a pundit, for God's sake. You've got to know your stuff. But will you go round an art gallery? Will you say I'm off to the Louvre?
Yeah, do you know what? I actually went to the Louvre. Oh. I was there a few months ago. Yeah, I went with Frida. Yes, we went had a look around. It was amazing. It was actually a couple of weeks before someone tried to deface the Mona Lisa. So that's when it was. We were there 2 weeks before. I think they pretended.
Why did they fucking do that? Can't they?
I don't know.
Why is it always the nice ones? What about the dogs playing snooker? Why didn't someone put a bloody knife through that piece of shit?
I know I do. And as I've got older, I'm a bit more understanding of things because. I've done so much travelling. When you're a young footballer, Al, you do that. You just travel to the most incredible places. Mm. I remember going with England. We went to see the Great Wall of China, and we walked around it, and it was like. And one, I remember one of the lads saying, "Well, you've seen it. Well, we've seen any. You've seen one. Well, we've seen them all." And I was like, "But no, we were actually at the Great Wall. It was like something that was so special." And then you go to every part of the world, and but a lot of the time you're driving through, and you'll go past it. And you go, oh, someone said, "Oh, that's that over there." And you, but you're just concentrating on playing, you know. So you don't quite take it all in. But now, as I've got older, I've got a bit, you know, a bit more culture in my life. I've even got Raphael. I've named him after my favourite Ninja Turtle.
That's great. What people don't understand is we are very similar with the jobs and stuff we do. I mean, people don't really understand the nerves and the tension and stuff. And like I said, I'm nervous tonight because it's such a big gig. When you do travel, especially with my job, a lot of the time your head's not in it. You are thinking of the show tonight, and especially when you go abroad and everything. So it is an odd one. You're not just soaking it all up. It's probably the day after that I can actually let my hair down and actually get involved, because you've just got things on your mind all the time.
Well, I definitely don't remember going to Iron Apple when I was 16. I can't remember much of that now. I soaked a lot of that up. But they were good days, Al. But no, I've always loved the holiday. Even as a kid, I remember going to Spain with my dad, mum and dad, and we went, probably the first time I'd been abroad, was like on a holiday with them. And one of the Bournemouth directors, I think, if I can remember right, had an apartment. So he said, you know, you can borrow it. So we went down there, and when we got there, it wasn't the best. There was a load of building work going on. Next door, they were building, and the builders upstairs, they were sleeping there. So about 2 o'clock every night, they'd come back, wouldn't they? They'd all be drunk. They'd be banging, and the kind of banging they weren't doing was work.
Yeah.
And we'd wake up in the morning, I'd go, my dad, what was that noise up there? What was that banging? And dad would go, oh, yeah, they were doing a lot of building last night, mate. And I'm like, now I know they obviously weren't.
They're going hammering tongs, but not like that.
Exactly. But no, I've always loved going away, especially mum and dad, and now even going, I've got a little baby now, so it's, even that. Is, but going through that again and packing nappies and everything. You pack nappies and you think, they have got nappies abroad.
Yeah.
It's like, they've got kids abroad, but you end up packing it yourself anyway.
But isn't it funny, with football, there is always someone who's got a mate who's got an apartment in Spain, because that's where me and my dad and mum go.
Yeah.
Above a nightclub.
I know.
You know, hadn't been built yet.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
I've got one brother called Gary.
How old is he?
He's 41 now.
That's a bit younger than you. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, we're off to Spain. We're like, oh, where are we going? Oh, it's my mate Dave. He's got this thing. And you'll be like, bloody hell, you know, when you get there and no swimming pool bricked in and you're above a nightclub. But
no, because I never got...
So you never moaned then? You didn't go on TripAdvisor, did you?
No. And the thing is, I never really... Because when I was a kid, like, Dad really started to do well once I'd got to 17 and got to Liverpool. So I missed out on his spending his money.
Yeah.
We used to have the minging holidays. So now I'm lucky, but it's, you know, he's worked really hard. But we always tried to go to the best places that we could. But I would always say the best holidays were down in Laysdown. Isle of Sheppey, can't beat it.
Yeah, same as me. Great Yarmouth, Devon, all of that, lovely.
Yeah.
How adventurous are you on holiday? Will you have the street food? I know we've both made satay chicken on the satay street.
Oh, that was good, Al, wasn't it? That was funny.
How we made that sauce. Delicious.
Oh, it was delicious. The fact that you stole it didn't matter. It was brilliant. But no, yeah, I do.
Are you adventurous, though? Will you have, like, maybe, what's it, chicken feet?
I'm a Cancerian now, so I like the same things. So I could go to the same holiday resort, the same places every single year, and I wouldn't bat an eyelid. Now, Frida's a bit, she's saying we've got to go to Mexico or go to, you know, I don't know, Venezuela, somewhere like, you know, that's just places I've never been to before. Yeah. And I need to start experimenting.
Try new things.
Anyway, we went back to Sardinia this year, but that's not the point. But no, I want to try. I would love to. Like, yeah, I am. I like to experiment. I like to, you know, but I there is something about, and I don't know if it comes from my dad. When we lived in the South Coast, lived in Bournemouth, I love being by the sea.
Yeah.
I love it, Al. You know, whenever I'm by the sea, I find it so therapeutic. I relax. I can really unwind.
Yeah.
There's something about having a swim and getting into the sea and feeling that cold, you know, salt water on you. I love that.
How are you for holiday romances? I mean, obviously, you're happily married now and all that, but when you were a teenager, did you fall in love easily? Was there some, like, waitress in Iron Apple now crying, waiting for Jamie to come home? I mean, did you break many hearts?
I hope not, Al. I hope there's no kids waiting for me.
Surprise, they're here tonight. Come on in. That's why we've brought you here.
I've got enough as it is,
and
Al.
You were shitting yourself about the gig. Wait till you see your 12 kids.
They're coming tonight.
They're the audience. God, I've got they're going to be booing.
Oh, so with a Cypriot accent. I was young and single, Al.
I'm not dishing the dirt. Lucky. Even I got lucky when I was like 17, 18, yeah. Going off to Ibiza and all that.
Oh, we had so much fun. We used to go, my brother's a great lad, and we used to go along there, and I was playing for a little. The hard thing was, I guess, that I was, you know, I remember going on one trip, so I went with Liverpool, an end of season tour. Yeah. And so we'd gone away with a team. And there was a couple of spare places. A couple of players pulled out, couldn't go for whatever reason. So at the time, I knew Robbie Williams well. So I called Robbie. I said, look, Robbie, there's a spare seat. Do you want to come? We're going to Marbella. He went, yeah, definitely. He just left Take That. So Robbie Williams gets on a plane with us and we fly away.
That's amazing.
I'll never forget it because we were down, Sinatra's. We were in Sinatra's one night. Robbie's there with us. I'm just thinking, like, he's one of the biggest stars on the planet. There was no social media, no mobile phones. No. I remember we were by the boats one day and two of us were sat there having a pee into the wall. That's Robbie Williams there. We'd had a few too many beers. But no, I'm sorry. I was a young lad, but it's just that they're the sort of things that, like, you can't believe that it actually happened. And he was there, John Barnes was there, and all of us were like, we had him. And it was such a brilliant trip. Yeah. And he just left Take That. He was a bit emotional. It was going through a difficult time. And we all sort of went, come wherever us, we'll look after you. And he loved it. It was so funny.
And no filming, no secret filming, no one telling any stories, just getting over it, having fun like you're supposed to do at that age.
I think, going viral, because
I mean, I wake up now and I'm, you know what I'm like? I like a drink. In the good old days, you used to go through your mini statement to see where you are. Now I go on TikTok.
I
was there having a row with a tramp. I was having a piss in a skip. I mean, you know, where's the mystique?
I know.
I used to just wake up and think, I was quite good last night. Now fucking people record it. Did you see me having a tramp?
I didn't want to mention that, yeah.
He shouldn't have filmed me.
No, but he shouldn't. But you know what? I didn't blame him. Well, has he got? If he's a tramp, how's he filming you anyway?
I know that they. But
the thing was that when Robbie and I were there, I remember seeing there was a guy in a boat watching us doing it, and I'm sure that's Robbie Williams. I don't know who his mate is though.
Tell us somewhere in the UK that you love, because we're talking about all things, not just around the world here. Tell us a place in the UK that you love.
Can I give you two places?
Yeah,
Al? I grew up in Bournemouth, which is obviously one of my favourite places in the world. But the last couple of years, I started going down to Cornwall when we weren't obviously allowed to travel. Mm. And I loved it. You know, I met some really good friends down there and we had a great time, took the kids, and it was sort of, that was my place to go with them. And just had an amazing time. No, they loved it. Charlie's 18. So he was just about, you know, we could have a couple of beers together. Beau's 13. So we had a lovely family experience. We took some friends down there. But I'm a big golfer. I love my golf. So my other favourite place, I'd have to say, I love going to Ireland. But I think when I go to St Andrews, I don't know if you've been to St Andrews.
Yeah.
So St Andrews is one of my favourite places in the world. I don't know what it's like. It's the mystique of playing the golf course. I love going into the town. So I'd have to say that St Andrews, whenever
it's classy,
I go up there...
It's classy, isn't it? Yeah. It's classy. And that hotel's nice there. I treat myself up there and in all those
whiskies. Do you play golf, Al?
No.
I'd love to see you play golf.
Really?
Yeah.
Because why? You know why? To take the piss?
No. Do you know the 17th hole? You know when they hit it actually over the hotel? It's crazy, you know... So there's one hole that you have to sort of, it's got it on the side, the Old Course Hotel. And depending on what way the wind goes, they say to you, the caddy will go, or hit it over the tee of the, or maybe the O of the course or whatever. Hope I've explained that okay.
And then that's
the line that you have to take. And then you have to try and keep it on, you know, into the group. The 17th hole is the road hole, one of the most famous holes in golf. Amazing experience.
And you've done that?
Yeah, plenty of times. I love it. It's one of my, as I say, it's one of my favourite places.
But that's the annoying thing about sports people. They are good at every bloody sport.
Well...
You are really good. I mean, you know, it's just like, people just are, aren't they? You're just, your brain's wired wrong.
I don't know if it's like, I think golf...
I struggle at swing ball.
No, you're good at it. Listen, there's been a few times.
What sport have I been good at? Come on, be honest. Well, synchronized swimming when we did that in Singapore.
You were fabulous.
Well, can I just explain? It was meant to be a cowboy-themed routine, and I was so nervous about sticking my head up in the water. And when I come out, I was meant to go, yee-haw! I went, yoo-hoo!
It was brilliant, wasn't it? No. But I loved our outfits.
Oh, that
that's actually cool. The next year's Liverpool home kit. With a red team. Oh, don't.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
What gets on your tits? What pisses you off? Is it lost luggage? Is it smelly, smelly hotel rooms? What?
Yeah, that's not a bad one. But I'm not really a complainer, Al.
Okay.
I'm pretty good. I always like to go, look, if my bags don't turn up, you know, we went on the last road trip to tighten my bag didn't come. But I'm always thinking, well, it will turn up.
Yeah.
And if not, what can you do? I'm lucky, you know, I've got to go and buy a few clothes. Well, no problem. Yeah, I love fashion now, you know what I mean?
It's just an excuse to go and buy some more gear. Look, I can see that, love.
But no,
will you be wearing your Skechers on Hammersmith Apollo stage?
Yes, I will, Al. Don't you worry about that. They're air-cooled memory foam. I knew, and I got you a peg, so you said I was supporting you today, so I thought you wanted that kind of support.
Thank you, I love Skechers. I do love Skechers. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Al. But no, I'm not too bad. And you know, as I say, when you've been on a holiday with your nan and granddad and with your brother in a caravan and you're having the best experience ever, now that I'm, you know, lucky that we've worked hard and it's the same for you, you can go to lovely hotels and really enjoy it. Yeah. I just think, you know, as long as people are nice, I don't like bad. You know, the service might be the only thing. When someone comes over and, like, lobs the plate at you or whatever or something like that, or doesn't really, you know, serve you or is just too like, slow with
bad
breakfast.
Bad attitude.
Exactly. I'm pretty easy. I want a nice coffee in the morning. That's all I need.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of, you know, fruit, scrambled eggs and bacon. I'm a happy man now. That's all I need. What about you?
Well, I like a Pop-Tart.
Do you?
Do you know them? You just pop them
in. Yeah.
And then while that's going in the toast, to make yourself a nice cup of tea, pop, it comes out. Delicious.
Yeah. Because we went in Singapore. I saw you in the restaurant, actually.
Yeah.
We had a... what was it? That was like a Thai buffet, wasn't it? Oh, Singapore. It was great food, though, wasn't it?
I went back up there.
Well, I know.
Five times, honestly. And I got... You know, when you keep going back... And the woman was looking at me, and it was an all-you-can-eat, and I'm typical Brit abroad.
But I don't mean that means you keep eating out.
Yeah, I know, but I want to get my money's worth. You've seen how shit the pound is at the minute. So I was doing that, and then do you know what I did on the last time? Because she knew that was my third helping, a Thai green curry. No, I looked over at someone and waved and pretended that I was getting it for them.
No.
Is this the one you want?
Yeah.
It was for me.
I know. And the other thing, can I tell as well, I know you did. One of the times you went up, you took your glasses off. Although you ended up with dessert, it was still nice.
You spotted me.
I got you, Al. Yeah. I know those tricks.
Give me that back. This is your 12th panini, you fat bastard. Give me it back. Don't you bite me.
What's been the most decadent, amazing hotel you've ever stayed at?
Oh, that was in Dubai. I remember staying at the Burj Al Arab. Have you been there?
Oh, I've heard.
So at the time, it was a 7-star hotel, and it was 2000. So it was the millennium.
Yeah.
And we managed to stay in there. I've never seen a fireworks display like it. And I have to be honest, Al, I hate fireworks.
I do. I hate fireworks.
Just they're rubbish. I've never, out of all the things that we spend money on, that is the biggest waste of money. I just don't like the loud banging.
It literally
banging.
Does go up in smoke. You know, when your nan goes up in smoke.
And, and I love dogs and they hate it. And I'm just like, what's the point? Give it to charity or something. And, you know, I don't know. I just hate fireworks. Like, it went on for about an hour and a half.
So you went to Dubai on New Year's Eve and you ate fireworks. Right, okay.
Yeah,
you need to sack your travel agent.
But Al, that place was like, there was gold everywhere. Every room you were in, you had your own personal butler as well.
Oh, that's nice.
So I kept pressing the wrong button. Next thing he came, would you like me? I felt really bad. And I started making him a cup of tea rather than the other way around. But no, that was without doubt the most, I like that word, decadent. That was the most It was lovely, and it was an amazing experience. And one I'm really pleased I did. I wouldn't have gone back there again.
No.
But it was a really... You know, my mum and dad love Dubai. They always stay at the residence and spa.
My mum and dad love it, yeah.
It is great, though, because there's lots you can do. There's got the, you know, the sun, if it's raining or whatever, the weather's no good, you can go to the shopping centres. Mm. And it's great for kids. But, that was definitely the most over-the-top.
Well, I couldn't believe in our room the last time we went away in Singapore.
Yeah.
That bloody toilet. What about the bloody toilet?
I know.
Wow.
It's a treat, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. Everything up there. Glitter. Hot air. Steam.
I was pushing all the wrong buttons.
Hundreds and thousands. Skittles. Fucking everything was going up there. It was like...
Do you know what, Al? I don't know what it is. And the seat was heated, wasn't it?
I know.
I don't like a hot seat when I'm on the toilet.
No. Well, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't
like it in a car, because I feel like, oh, Alan, you've pissed yourself.
Yeah.
I think it was quite nice, yeah.
Okay, so supposing now you get a phone call after this and someone says, you know, listen to the podcast, we'd love to send you one of those toilets. Would you take it?
Yeah, of course I bloody would.
Would you?
Do you know what? I'd pop me Pop-Tart on it. It's so hot. Oh, that's disgusting.
With a spray on it. Oh. I did like the hot air going up my bum, though.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
It was cheeky.
Lovely, and especially after a long flight. It just lifts you up and goes, oh, I'm in Singapore.
But you know the rooms we were in? They were the brand new, they were the new
really?
Suites in the hotel.
God.
So when we, but there was definitely something wrong with my one, because it kept making noises all night. I think it was like calling me to go and get on back on the toilet. Did yours keep going beep? Did yours?
You've been like trolled by a toilet.
Yeah, it didn't like me. I think it was like, no, you've missed the setting. I mean, I must have missed the sprinkler setting. The hundreds of thousands.
Cabin crew, we're about to start our descent into Bournemouth. Cross check to manual. Let's ride that runway like a bitch.
Well, we're about to make our landing now, so
yeah,
I've just
great
got
flight
time.
Out.
Thank you. It's lovely. Really great entertainment.
Do you not think you should be flying the plane or not?
No. What do you think? What?
Who's flying this plane?
Right, this is the quick fire round. We're about to start our descent, okay? Minty or mojito? Quick fire.
Oh, mojito.
Sarong or thong?
Thong.
I knew that.
I'll stop it out.
Full English breakfast or full moon party?
Oh, I like a full English.
Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Sky.
You're good, you
Cheers
are.
Out.
That's so good. Yeah,
Sky till I die. Well, they sack me.
Mozzie Guard or no thanks, I'm hard. Do you take Mozzie Guard with you?
Yeah, I'm Mozzie Guard.
You take
day,
your
yeah,
Mozzie Guard.
I know about that.
And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give good tips? You think, fuck 'em, I'll never see 'em again.
No, I'm not trying to be the nice guy, but I'm a tipper.
Yeah.
Are you a tipper?
Oh, God, I have to. I mean,
after you giving that buffet, you tipped him a lot. You tipped him about $500.
I know. I ate him out of house and home.
Right, I've never seen anyone tack anything like it.
I was hungry from the flight.
I know you was, Al. I know you was.
Thank you. Just couldn't get up to wait. Oh, no, don't discuss. I was thinking, I'll get rid of it on the toilet.
You'd see.
That's disgusting. Thank you so much, Jamie.
Oh, great flight. Have a lovely holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thanks, Jamie. That was fun. And fancy taking the time out to talk to little old me whilst the World Cup is going off. Thank you, Jamie. Next week, we have Jack Whitehall flying with us here on Alan Air. It's a good one. Don't you ever forget, listeners. Life's a bitch.